The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning, everyone.
Good afternoon, and everyone.
Good evening.
Wherever you happen to be. Hey.
Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're going to be talking about finding your purpose. I wonder what that means.
Well,
we shall see.
Quick reminder, we finish each other's sentences.
And this is a live show, so you're welcome to call in at 1-866-472-5795.
The easiest way to find your purpose is really...
Here.
Yeah, in the moment.
To the current moment of your life, and purpose is very easy to see when you're here looking at your purpose.
You know what, Shia?
I actually think.
Shia. Yes, I knew you too, in the biblical sense. I actually think that we're very clever.
Yes.
And you know what's really clever?
No, tell me, please.
The answer to all these questions is in the title of our show. Being here.
Yes, we are very clever. It's all about being where you are in life, and then your purpose becomes obvious. Look, how you get into the current moment of your life is the tricky part, because most of us have been so well trained in doing things and resisting what we have to do that we don't really know how to just be where we are. We didn't have role models who knew how to be where they were either.
We've been trained to do and to analyze what we've done.
I like it. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Then, I should have said this. Oh, I could have done that. If I'd only.
I'm doing my life wrong. I'm right. Doing my life right. Oh. So today's show, if you want to support yourself in being here, which is really the key, once you're here, everything else becomes obvious.
And easy.
As in transformation
madeeasy.com, right? Everything gets easy when you get to where you are, and everything is difficult when you're trying to get somewhere that you think you should be rather than being where you are.
Okay, I'm going to ask a leading question.
Oh, ask it.
How's the best way during this show to support yourself in being here?
By listening. But you see, most of us are not listening when we're hearing what somebody is saying. We're thinking about how it applies to our life, whether we agree, whether we know it already, whether we disagree, whether our parents said that, and so we don't listen because it sounds like something somebody else has said.
You know what? We really give our regular listeners a challenge each week, because we talk about listening each week, but we never, ever, ever talk about it in the same way. However, your mind is geared to fill in with similarities. It's a streamlining process of your brain. But if you slow down to being here, so you're actually listening to what we're saying, even when we're talking about listening, you will be in sync with your life, and your purpose becomes obvious when you're here.
But now let's talk about listening. True listening is when you suspend or hold in abeyance your judgments, so you hear what another person is saying from their point of view, not that you have to agree or disagree with their point of view, but to just hear what their way of seeing life or their experience of something is. If you hear what they say, you will And if you actually let it get into you, because you notice how you have all these baffles that say, oh, he used the wrong word there, or I don't know if I believe that to be true. Well, no, our lives are opportunities in each moment if you're here for it. But if you want to find fault, if you want to prove that you know, and it isn't even you who wants to. See, that the conversation you listen to isn't you. It's a conversation. It's a conversation you grew up with. You're familiar with it. It's the one that berates you all the time. It's the one that says you didn't pronounce that word quite right. It's the one that finds fault with how you're doing. That's a conversation. It isn't you. You happen to be mesmerized into thinking that that thought process is you. That's just an ongoing soundtrack that runs alongside the movie of your life.
It's a companion that you're familiar with, and it's a little humbling if you think, or you recognize, not think, if you recognize that that soundtrack is a compilation of everything you've heard, plus the wireless internet of your mind, that it's not you, that it's subject to the whims of your environment.
Well, I was having a conversation with my mother-in-law yesterday, and it was about somebody that she never met and didn't know, but met somebody who once worked with that person, and she was now gathering evidence to prove herself right that that person had to be a bad person because of the other people she met.
And it was interesting in that it was an opinion she formed about this individual.
More than 30 years ago.
Before Shai and I even met each other. So we're talking 32, 33 years ago, a long time ago, and it hadn't been reexamined. It had just been built upon. So when Shai had challenged it and said, well, of course you have evidence to back it up because your mind wants to be right. And she stopped for a moment and said, yes, that's absolutely true. And it was really a lovely exchange between the two of them. And Shai said, how often have you met this person? Well, never. Well, I worked with this person personally for years, and I never saw that individual do anything unethical. And just because there were people who you met that you didn't like, it has no bearing on that individual. It was a really, really neat conversation.
Oh, it was a very profound moment in that she realized that for more than 30 years, she held an opinion that might not be accurate. And a lot of us hold opinions about things that may not be accurate. And if somebody says something that challenges that opinion, a part of our brain lights up to fight with that new information because it's inconvenient. Today we're going to have conversations that are going to be inconvenient to what you know or believe to be true.
I want to give you a little quote. Our friend and assistant Leah sent it to us. It's a Henry Ford quote, of course, who put together cars,
cars.
He said, whatever you think you are, whatever you think you can or think you can't, you're right. So it's interesting how if we feel we are purposeless, we're likely to
find
agreement for that.
We'll find evidence in our universe to prove that.
If you feel you have a purposeful life,
then you'll find evidence to prove that.
If you think your purpose comes from someone outside you,
then you'll find ways to prove that. You will prove what you believe to be true, true, whether it's true or not. We have a caller. We didn't talk about the three principles. But
we'll come back to it.
I bet you they show up here.
Andrea, are you with us?
I'm here. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Where are you calling from today?
I'm calling you from Basel in Switzerland.
Hey.
Basel in Switzerland.
Hi. It's so good to hear you guys.
Good to hear you, too. What's it like in Basel?
The weather is fantastic. It's blue sky. I can see it from my window. I'm in my studio where I work, and I'm going to go out and go for a walk after the show on the Rhine. So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful
Well, it's
evening.
Beautiful here, too. Isn't that amazing? Beautiful in both places,
cool.
New Jersey and Basel.
So do you have a
cool
question for us?
I was just listening to you guys, and I found it so interesting because I always thought that I found my purpose in life. I'm a musician, I'm a singer, I'm a singing teacher. What I found is that during the course of my life, always new things show up. Like, I started to compose songs in my own mother language, what I never thought I would ever do. And with your courses, I found that when I just go with the flow of my life, so many new things show up, and they somehow become my new purpose in life. And it always surprises me.
I love that.
And
I love it in the way you're talking about it, Andrea, because you are really engaged in your life. When you say other things show up and they're your new purpose, when a person is sitting back and they're not fully engaged, there'll be plenty of distractions that show up that they become subject to the whims of life rather than everything that happens is an opportunity.
But you see, if you have the idea, you already know what your purpose is, you will not even look to see what else is possible. You won't look to discover what's new that your purpose might be. You know, when you're 10 years old, you can say, my purpose is to have ice cream every day. But when you become 30 years old, ice cream every day may not be what your purpose in life should be or is. And you discover it if you get into the current moment of your life, see what your life is requesting of you. And if you fulfill that without obligating, not without begrudging your fulfilling it, but do it as though it's your idea, you've regained your purpose and passion for life.
Yeah, that's what I like, because I always somehow knew that I'm going to be a musician, or I want to do something with music. But then I became a voice teacher, and that was something I actually never planned on being. And I really love my job, so that was like an accident, and it just happened. And I find that very cool to just that it's possible to do that, and that I learned that. And
there's still something that rings for me when you say I really love my job. There's still something about it being there's something, and even when you say it's not something I planned, I know you're talking about it, Andrea, in your experience in a positive manner. It's like, it wasn't something I planned, mm-hmm. and looked how wonderful it is. But I still hear an overlay of as if it's a lesser expression of yourself than being a performer.
Right. That's it. It's like you think that you should be performing to make a living rather than teaching to make a living.
See, if I said to you, Andrea, I have a magic wand here. I'm giving it to you. Now it's your magic wand. And you can make your money teaching, or you can make it performing. Just wave it, and whatever you want, you can do. Chances are, without looking, you'd wave it to be a
performer.
Highly successful performer.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true. That was what was coming up the like in the past few weeks, where I always thought that I should perform more, or I should record a new album, or I just should do more with my composing and with my performing. Yes, that's absolutely true.
Look, you want to know what your purpose is? Look at what you're doing.
Yes.
See, it's not as an idea, as a reality. If you want to know what your purpose in life is, look at what you are currently doing. That's your purpose.
I'll give you a perfect example. I mean, here we are today, Shia and I, doing this radio show, having this, in my experience, amazing and wonderful conversation with you. 2 days ago, I was on the other side of the United States in Oregon at my parents' house, and what I did for the better part of the day was work with my sister Mary washing my parents' windows. My mom's 87, my dad's 86. They really have no business at that point being up on ladders. So Mary and I took it upon ourselves to clean inside and out and up high a lot of windows that they couldn't get to, including skylights. And it took a lot. There was pitch on the windows. There was dirt on the windows.
Pitch is stuff from the pine trees.
Pine trees that gets on there. It's all gooey. And so it really took quite a bit of elbow grease or work, which was quite wonderful because I forgot that my arm, my right arm, was supposed to be challenged, and I used it a lot, which was great. And you know what? That was my life purpose. It was not less than this radio show. It was not less than the seminars I lead. It was not less than the time I spend with Shia. And as you know, I adore being with him and spend the majority of my time with him. Shia was out fishing that day. He was not thinking about me. I was not thinking about him. We were not thinking about this radio show. We were so fully engaged in what we were up to. And in that moment, that was our
life's purpose.
And you notice the top of the show is called Finding Your Purpose. We often think about having to have a life's purpose. But whatever your life is presenting you in that moment, if you fully engage with it, that is your purpose.
I love that. It takes the pressure off.
It does take the pressure off. But one of the challenges is you have internalized, unexamined, childish ideas of what is better before you had any idea how rewarding it would be to teach, for instance, or how that would feed your singing or your sense of yourself. So you have a pressure to be a performer when maybe that isn't where the majority of your interest is.
Yeah, because in the past 2 years, the majority of my interest was absolutely teaching. Yeah.
But if you don't pay attention, you'll think you're not doing it well enough or enough. Your life is somehow less because you're not fulfilling those internalized ideas that have nothing to do with what brings the adult Andrea pleasure and passion.
Mm-hmm. Cool. I like that.
Cool.
I like that. Thank you.
That's really great. That's really great because sometimes, I feel like you have put a pressure on yourself to get the next CD out. I feel that myself in books. Like we have our next writing project.
Brewing.
But it's a slow brew, and I am personally paying attention to being respectful of that as opposed to trying to produce something because it's been X amount of months since the last one came out and I should do it faster.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking
That's
about?
Cool. I was just thinking about how I there was always the idea in my head that it's a me, and how do you say, it's either teaching or making a CD. So there was never the possibility for me to do both and do both well.
I love that.
Hey, we got to take a break.
Can you come back with us after the break?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to.
Excellent.
So come on back.
And don't miss
Being Here.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. Hey, we're doing a workshop on September 21st and 22nd called Transformation in the Workplace. And most of us spend most of our lives in our workplace. Either we spend the time at work, we spend time going to and from work, and if work is not a highly satisfying experience, then most of our lives is not a highly satisfying life.
In fact, we were in Lowe's the other day getting some light bulbs, and we saw a worker there talking to another friend of his, and his friend said, "How are you doing?" He said, "Same old thing, different day."
Well, your life can be same old, or it can be each day is new.
And purposeful.
And alive.
So, this Transformation in the Workplace seminar is in New York City. Don't know where you're listening to the show from, but if it's a distance, it's worth the investment. You are worth the investment.
That's right.
And we invite you.
Invest in your own life so that you experience each day newly, like it's important, like it's worth living.
Still with us, Andrea?
Yes, I'm here.
You know, over the commercial, Shia and I were chatting a little bit, and we recognized something that you said that was wonderful but slightly incomplete. You said that you thought you could do one or the other of those two activities, teaching or performing, but you didn't know that you could do both. That's incomplete. It's incomplete in two ways. One is you obviously can't do both at the same time. So when you're fully engaged in performing, you really shouldn't be thinking about teaching when you're
and vice versa.
But the other is we are absolutely certain, as talented as you are, there are more than two things that you can do and do well.
Yeah, true.
And our minds are so either or oriented, we tend to think, oh, I have to only do this one thing.
Yeah.
It was interesting looking at my parents because my mom gave me two things that I had written. I had my own book of poems, and I read them to Shia. They're very sweet. I wrote them when I was 9 years old. and then I wrote a children's book when I was 10 or 11. Now, both of them are, you know, embarrassingly juvenile from an adult perspective, but from a young person's perspective, they're really quite impressive and wonderful and fun and sweet. And as I moved to New York, it never occurred to me that I had a passion for writing or that I had an interest in writing. It had to only be performing. And there are so many things that each of us do well.
If you're here while you're doing it, life is satisfying and fulfilling and fun. If you're complaining to yourself about how you're doing it, life is a drag.
And I have to tell you, washing windows was no less than leading seminars with hundreds of people in Costa Rica. It was a brilliant, wonderful, purposeful endeavor.
I like that. That's cool. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
We have another caller.
Yeah, let's take her. Antia, you with us?
Hi there.
Hi there.
So cool to hear your voices.
Well, thank you.
Well, it's cool to hear your voice, too. Haven't heard you.
I missed you.
Oh, miss you, too. Luckily, we're coming to Germany, so we get to see you early October for the Freedom to Breathe and the Art of Listening seminar. Yay!
No, unfortunately, this year not. It's the first course I will miss in 14 years.
Well, then you just have to come to New York.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. One of the things that you're expanding into is learning how to do dolphin therapy, and that you're away that weekend, correct?
Right. I will be in Turkey then.
Turkey.
Awesome. Swimming with dolphins.
Yes.
Sounds like fun.
What can we do for you today?
I'm really looking forward to it. I'm excited. I did a theory seminar in July in Austria, and that was already very cool.
Yes, I love you're excited about your life, Antia. I really do.
Yeah. And I just listened a little bit to your interaction with Andrea, and while listening, I thought, okay, my question actually is already answered, but I...
What was your question?
I like to talk about it anyway.
What was your question?
It's like with your theme of this radio show, you said, like, purpose of life. I always thought that there's only one purpose in life that you have to go for, and if you don't reach it, you'll be unhappy. And, like, just being with you and experiencing transformation, I found so many things that I'm passionate about. And I also think now that I can find purpose in everything I do. But my question still is, do you think that there, beside all of this, that there is like one special talent that each person has that is worth it to go for or to find or to search for?
No. Because that puts a pressure on you. That's saying what you're doing in the current moment isn't it, and something else is going to be better.
Mm-hmm. And then the pressure to do it right.
And so you're never fully where you are. You're always thinking you're in the wrong place in the wrong time because you're not doing your purposeful thing. See, especially those who are listening who are talented in certain areas and they have a day job. So they hold the day job as something less and that they just earn the living and make the money to pay their expenses, but they don't put their life into it like it matters, as though it's their idea, and they don't have passion about it. They're always holding back for the someday when they get to do their thing. But their thing mm-hmm. never shows up, because even if they're doing their thing, they bring this same old to the thing that they do. Because you can't change the context in which you're living life. You bring that to all aspects of your life.
Well, I'll give you a perfect example for you, Antia.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are. I know you're an occupational therapist, and you're learning new skill sets within that. And since we know you well, as you say, for 14 years, you've been attending things with us. We know you quite well, and we know your daughter. We've watched her grow up. You brought her to Costa Rica with you when she was a two-year-old.
Yeah.
So it's like, now, if you can only have one passion and do well, tell me which one that you should be getting rid of, your daughter or your occupational therapy.
No, yeah.
And here's the other thing. For people who think they can only have one, if they are devoted to, in your case, your daughter, then you'll feel guilty when you're at work. Or if you're devoted to your work as your one thing, then your daughter becomes this inconvenience.
Yeah. That's so true. But I think that we all grew up in thinking this. We need to devote ourselves to only one thing, and then we sacrifice or we feel guilty if we go somewhere else.
Or if we have the same passion for something else, right? I'm sorry, say it again.
When you say that, I think that it's totally true. I found so many passion in everything I do, in running, in having my clients, in whatever thing. But I think that the growing up in a culture actually taught us to have passion with only one thing and sacrifice in other areas to be devoted only to 100%.
Well, look, in a way, there's nothing wrong with that, because I hear you making it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you bring passion to whatever you're doing and go for it 100% whatever you're doing, then that act, that endeavor, that way of going about your life brings you satisfaction in all aspects of your life. But if you're complaining to yourself about how you're doing, in fact, I think about if you're, say, a gymnast, where you're trying to make your body perform the way you think it ought to, then you'll find fault with your own greatness. You know, you look at the Olympics, you see these people, these young men, these young women doing amazing things with their bodies, but if they have any flaw, they beat on themselves for it incessantly, so they don't even get the pleasure of doing the magic that they do.
Yeah.
And you can translate that to any area of your life. If you're not enjoying what you're doing when you're doing it, then you'll bring that sense of dissatisfaction to everything you do.
Mm-hmm.
Auntie, I walk down the streets of New York, I walk down the streets of Maupin, Oregon, and I see dissatisfied people.
Mm-hmm.
Because people are dissatisfied because they're not where they are. They're thinking they ought to be doing something else. They ought to be doing something different, that they're failing in their lives because they're not doing what they think they ought to be doing. But those are just thoughts. We talked about that earlier. Your thoughts aren't you. And if you think that you should be doing something differently, then you quit on yourself, whatever you're doing, because comparison kills passion.
Yeah.
So if you're comparing how you're doing your life to how you think you should be doing your life, you will never have a satisfying life, because the comparison kills your satisfaction possibility.
Here's the other thing. I know we haven't spoken about the three principles of instantaneous transformation yet in the show, and I really think this is a good time for it, because your life presents itself, and sometimes it presents things that you resist. And when you resist those things, you lose your purpose. You lose yourself. Even if it's something simple like there are dishes to be done, if you have a preference not to have to do those things, what you resist persists, and it eats your life. And the second thing is, your life in any given moment can only show up exactly the way it does, and you can only be exactly the way you are. And that's, of course, the second principle. I think people often look and see, I should be further than I am by now. Your mind always has more things you should do, better things you should do, different things you should do. It's machine.
And that's the function of the mind. Whenever you think more, different, or better, you're lost in an idea generated from your mind. It's not reality. You know, be different than you are right now. Oops, too late, now and bye. So if you can't be different than you are, relax, enjoy it.
And that's basically the third principle. Anything you allow to be exactly as it is without judging it completes itself. And most of us have these preferences. I should be farther along in my career. I should be performing if you're a performer. I should be fill in the blank.
And, yeah. You know, opportunities arise in people's lives, but if they have this idea that they should be going for something that they're not really being successful at, they keep beating themselves up against a wall to try to get to where they think they ought to be, and they miss the opportunities that arise along the way. And how I see that is when Ariel was acting, when we first met, she was an actress, and she was quite successful. I mean, she was on daytime TV in New York. She was on a national soap opera and working regularly. And her idea was that was it, but when we got together, she set that aside to see what our lives had to offer. And here we are, 30 years later, and she's this brilliant seminar leader and author that she would never have allowed herself to be if she didn't slow down and see that her life was presenting her with new opportunities, and she could hold steadfast to this course that she had set for herself when she was 12 years old, or see what was appropriate for, at that time, a 28-year-old woman.
It's interesting how, when you say 12-year-old, Shia, because when I was in seventh grade, we had career day and career modules in our schooling where we had to choose different potential things we would like to go into as a business from a 12-year-old perspective. And if you look back then, there weren't computers. I mean, there were whole segments of possibility that hadn't even been invented yet. But lots of us put together ideas of what we should be doing going forward in time from a very immature perspective.
Right.
And then if we don't meet those ideas, and this is what we were talking to Andrea about, you somehow feel like you're failing even if you're doing what you really love and enjoy.
That's very true. I'm certain if I hadn't found you and your work, I would never have discovered these many areas to work in or to find passion. Like within occupational therapy, I always thought I'm very limited in what I'm doing and what I got educated in. And now I'm still working as an occupational therapist, but my opportunities are so many. What I do, it's very rich.
Yeah, I have personally really enjoyed watching you branch out from the limitation of occupational therapy being for children to include parents and adults so that they have possibilities. It's just been really a treat to watch you.
Yeah, it's true. Nowadays, I actually work with more adults than children.
Wow.
That's great. Well,
yeah.
You know, if you work with adults, it affects the way their children are. Because if they're well, then the kids are well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Hey, Antia, thank you so much for calling in today.
Oh, thank you. It was really great talking to you.
Really great. And sorry we won't see you in October in Hamburg. But, of course, we will see you in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
And but that's not till January, so you may want to get up and look at the schedule and see what's upcoming in our fall courses, either transformation in the workplace, or we have the complaint-free, drama-free life, or the art of being a healer and freedom to breathe in the schedule coming up in the next few months.
Yeah, I'm looking for December because the others will not really work with my schedule, but December sounds good.
Excellent.
Well, we look forward to seeing you when we do.
Okay.
All right. We need
Thank
to take
so
a break. Thank you, Antia. We'll be back, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
As we were speaking with Antia, I realize one of the things that's really supported her in ongoing well-being is consistency with which she participates in transformation. And I know some of you listening live at a distance. We don't come to your hometown like Hamburg twice a year. You don't live in the New York area, so it may be a bit more of a challenge to pick your weekend and come. You can have transformation on a regular basis. In addition to the radio shows, we have a subscription series called the Premium Excellence Club. And for a little more than $7 a week, you can have videos in your inbox. You can have us doing articles of the month.
We have questions and answers where people who participate through the subscription series, I couldn't get that word to come out, through that subscription series.
Write questions
and
we answer
them.
So if it's something that you're interested in, go to our website on the far right-hand side under the Excellence Club and pull down menu to the Premium Excellence Club and join. It's a wonderful thing.
And we watched one this morning. They're amazing, especially since we did these videos in
primarily
last,
now.
Yeah, well, last year. It's been a while since they were filmed, and so we are each day surprised by our answers because we're watching them newly.
Additionally, you will see the brilliance of the people in this community, and they're people just like you.
Well, that's it.
People who we speak to at the Premium Excellence Club are not people who consider themselves broken and are looking to fix problems.
But if you are considering yourself broken and looking to fix problems, you'll discover that
there's another possibility.
Yes, that you're not broken. You just have that idea. It's amazing. You know, that's one of the things that's so wonderful about workshops is that we frequently do reality checks where a person thinks they're a certain way and that way has limited them in their lives. And then we ask this group of 100 people, how many of you have had that thought? And everybody raises their hand. Suddenly, your what you thought was abnormal or broken about you is normal, and you discover that you don't have to live your life out of that idea of yourself.
You can include it, but not have to resist it, because as you know, what you resist persists and dominates your life. We have another caller. Let's take her.
Yes.
Leah, you with us?
I am. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, my goodness. Well, listening to this show today has just been like, wow. It's been beautiful and eye-opening, and everything that you were talking with both Antia and Andrea about. But I'm an actress, and for me, I see how I was in many ways still adhering to that 12-year-old girl's idea of what my purpose in life was supposed to be.
That's right.
And the truth is that I am having so much fun doing so many different kinds of things.
That's great.
And yeah. And I wonder if maybe I haven't been allowing myself to go for them as fully
as
I could.
You haven't.
Yeah.
See, you have this strange idea that if you go for things fully, somehow it will detract from your acting. And if you don't be neurotic, somehow that will detract from your acting.
Yeah. That's true.
You know, it's very interesting. When we were in Oregon, I went fishing for 3 days on the Deschutes River with a guide, and I had a wonderful time. I only caught 2 fish and let them go, of course, but I gave them a free lip-piercing experience. You know, everybody's getting pierced these days. Even
why not
the fish,
right?
Right. But I realize that everything you do, if you let go of everything else and just do what you're doing, life develops a perfection that it becomes an incredible opportunity not to get somewhere, but to be where you are. And I kept looking around myself and seeing this incredible environment that I was in, because I take the time to slow down and watch it. If you take the time to slow down and watch where you are, your life is full of magnificent moments that you will overlook if you think you got to get somewhere.
And
wow, yeah.
Here's the thing, Leah. You do think you need to get somewhere, and that is not a personal Leah failing. It is how the mind is structured. The mind is structured to get somewhere.
Well, it's also part of our culture. You see, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It is anthropological. And anthropologists study cultures. And we all have been raised into an ongoing stream of life. And the culture of that stream of life determines the way we view life and interact with life and experience life, or non-experience it for most of us. So it's really about being where you are.
The other thing is, in your mental structure, you will have a hierarchy. And in your personal hierarchy, performing is at the top. And then there are certain performing things that are structured out better than others.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if the listeners are listening to this now in the archive and you toggle back to our last commercial, you'll hear Leah again. She did the voiceover for this. But I'll bet you voiceovers are less than something else, like movies.
Or less than a Broadway show.
Yeah, yeah.
So from that perspective,
even less than an off-Broadway show.
Yep.
Even less than an off-Broadway show.
Yeah, well, not if it was a national voiceover, but a voiceover on a internet radio show is less than a national voiceover. I mean, like, isn't that funny?
Yeah, there's, like, gradations. I mean, there's, yeah, like, the hierarchy is very nuanced.
Yes. And when you were 12... there was not the idea social media.
Right.
And one of the things that you're so skilled at for several of your clients is one of your additional things is social media, and it's something that you love to do. So how can that possibly fit in? It wasn't created at the time the hierarchy was.
Right.
Gotta
wow.
be less.
Has to be less.
Oh, I missed the last thing you said. What's less? It has to be less.
It has to be less because it wasn't on the list.
You know,
wow.
We're sitting up here in our office, we have this really large picture window out towards the road in front of our house, and I'm looking at the trees blowing and how alive it is out there. You know, we live on a living planet that's just full of life everywhere, and we can either include ourselves in that life or we can be lost in our thought processes that we haven't done enough and we're not doing enough and we have to find what our purpose is and do that rather than be here for whatever is going on.
It happened the other day. Shai and I were looking at this woman, and Shai said, "What's she doing?" And I said, "She's thinking." She was standing there, but she was absolutely unaware of her surroundings because life on this planet did not exist, only the machinations of her thought process.
Where was this? Oh, yeah.
I was keeping that person's anonymity.
right. So I needed a context for it.
I just whispered.
Please.
I'm really glad we're speaking to you because one of the big challenges for you is that you look out and you compare how you're doing, for instance, to your husband. So if your husband is doing off-Broadway shows and you currently aren't, there's a part of you that gets restless or dissatisfied.
Like you're failing somehow rather than in this moment you're doing what you're doing and he's doing what he's doing.
That's so true.
You know, you all support us with our social media, and you sent a really great quote to us today, and I want to read it back to you because I think it's wonderful for you. It said, "Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life." And that quote was by Steve Jobs.
Oh.
And
wow.
I often find you, even though you are enjoying the things you're personally doing, that satisfaction bleeds off because you've been trained to compete with everyone and everything in your environment. And if you're not coming out on top in that comparison, you lose.
You failed.
Wow, that is so true.
In a transformational framework, it's a win-win. So if your husband, for instance, is just books a job, that's
if he gets say, a movie.
Uh-huh.
That's a win for you.
Or a Broadway show. It reflects on how you're being in the relationship.
Oh. Yeah. And
look, the truth is, you're skillful enough that you could sabotage his career.
Yeah. And he's really soaring. I mean, we both are in many ways, but
Yeah, but you just said it right there. We both are in many ways, but
yes.
Not enough.
Notice how you quickly go, "We both are"?
Ah, yes.
It's like...
That was like I had to prove that I was doing well, too, or...
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And that's not particular to the show or to the listeners or to your friends. It's what you do internally.
Yeah.
It's a challenge just to simply be happy for him.
Right. And look, this competitive nature is even competitive with yourself. So no matter how good you're doing, it's never good enough.
Right.
So
yeah,
there's no satisfaction available to you when there could be.
Wow. That's so cool. I didn't see how reflexive it is. It's just like, it's just automatic. And I, when you pointed it out to me right there, I saw it in a
whole
other way.
I love how you say reflexive, because it is reflexive. A reflex is something you don't think about.
And you can't help. They tap your knee and your
knee jumps.
Your leg jumps a little. It's a reflex. So it's not a failing on your part. It's a reflex.
Wow. And yeah, and I'm totally seeing now how the culture of my family is like win-lose. Like if someone is doing well, that means it's like in direct opposition. It, like if someone wins, that means someone else loses. There's not...
I would narrow it down to your family.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, like referencing your family keeps you from being you.
Oh. And I'm so glad you did that, because most of us look to our family as a benchmark for how we're doing.
Right.
So if our siblings or our parents are doing one way, it reflects on us.
It's a touchstone that we have to who we are. And that keeps us being who we were rather than allows us to be who we are. See, if you never reference your family again, not that you don't interact with them or deal with them, but by comparing yourself that and how you're doing to how they are and how they're doing, that robs you of your brilliance and greatness, because it's by comparison, there's only that and not that. There's no possibility of you finding your uniqueness if you're referencing your family, because then you can only not be like them or be like them.
Yeah, wow.
And most of us, if we tell the truth, want to be doing better than them. That's the only way to really win. And again, I you know, we're almost at the end of the show. You shouldn't be surprised that your mind is structured in a win-lose. But as Shai said earlier, you're not your thoughts. And if you slow down and you're being here, whatever you're doing is your purpose. And life has meaning and juice.
And is fulfilling.
Wow. Thank you so much, you guys. I'm really touched.
Well, thank you.
I'm smiling.
Me too.
I feel a little Cheshire Cat-ish, a little... It's just lovely being with you, Leah.
Thank you. Thank you. It's lovely being with you both, too.
Absolutely.
And it's lovely being with me.
That's better still, that it's lovely being with you.
I have to admit, I listened to myself do that voiceover, and I, maybe for the first time, really enjoyed it.
Excellent. For you. Hey, yeah. We got to go.
But we'll be back next week, and the show next week is about transformation in the workplace. So come on back, Leah. Come on back, everyone.
Come on back and don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.